visiting with Pleasantville head softball coach Allie Phillips. Coach, you know, looking at your last week a little bit, you had that tough game there on Monday against number one ranked Van Meter, and then you go throughout the rest of the week, had the rain out against Earlham, but then taking two big conference wins against Ogden on Thursday night. Can you walk me kind of through the Van Meter and Ogden games a little bit?
Yeah. Van Meter is definitely ranked one for a reason. their bats are constantly explosive from, you know, top to bottom of the lineup. And we obviously saw that firsthand on Monday. So, the score obviously looks pretty scary when you look at it. But every single at bat, they pretty much had a base hit, you know, any hole that you could possibly imagine. They found it. So it was one of those games as well. But, and then it's one of those where we just couldn't get anything clicking. We couldn't get the bats going. If we did hit it, you know, we hit right at them. So that game was pretty unfortunate. So we're already looking forward to the next matchup with them here in a few weeks. But, the Earlham, that was going to be another tough game. We actually got that rescheduled a little bit of varsity doubleheader at home there. So not ideal for that, because that's another team that we battle back and forth with. But that also allowed us, you know, a little bit of extra time to get a break and get some more practice time in for those two games we had yesterday at Ogden. So I had chatted with the girls. I said, you know, these are games that we can win, but they're just as good of a hitting team. You know, our whole conference is just stacked with good hitters. So, it wasn't something we knew we were going to just roll in and be able to get handed to us. So, we had the attitude of, yep, Monday was rough, but, you know, let's use that as a learning and kind of a building moment and see if we can't go get a couple wins at Ogden yesterday.
Yeah, you know, you look at your kind of defensively this year, how do you feel as coach compared with last season that the pitching has gone so far this year? I mean, you take out the Van Meter game because, of course, that's a great team and they can hit the ball well. But how do you feel that you guys have been in the circle so far?
We've chatted in the past, Lainey Kennedy, she came up and really did a big deal for us last year, and she's kind of the go-ahead this year as well. I've also had Callie Weissong. She got her first varsity win yesterday, which was pretty exciting. I think I had to remind her of that, you know, that's a pretty big deal for you. But she's another one that we have. We have a couple other gals that kind of primarily pitch JV, but, you know, if we need them, we can stick them in there and they'll do just fine in the circle for us. But, Lainey, she's a competitive gal. She's always ready to play. And a couple of the games we've had rained out, she's probably the most bummed on the team because she was ready to get out there in that circle and, you know, put on a show and be able to, work for her team. So, you know, we're always excited when a game's here because she's ready to play and she makes everybody else even more ready to play, you know? And so, like I said, aside from her, Callie being able to get in there, she's new to it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. She got herself in some tight situations last night, but again, Ogden is a good hitting team. And, maybe some coaches would have pulled her out or put in Lainey after that, you know, after she got a few base hits or maybe walked a few, but I wanted her to work through it. You know, she has to learn kind of how to go about those situations and become stronger. Pitch that great job. Little word of encouragement she was able to carry through.
Yeah, and Coach, I kind of want to highlight, you know, offensively, kind of highlight a couple, you know, three drills with Taylor Perkins, Lillian Mason, and Harper McGraw. You know, Taylor batting over 600 this season, and Lillian, and then the eighth grader, Harper McGraw, batting over 500 so far this year in 18 and 17 at-bats. You know, kind of what spark has they brought to your offensive lineup so far this season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're explosive for us. I have them in the 3-4-5 spot, and any of them can get it done. You know, they're getting the job that I am asking them to do in those spots done for us. And last night, they all three were clicking. It wasn't somebody gets on base, and then one of those three I can count on. It's every single at-bat those gals had yesterday. They were putting that ball somewhere. And, you look at the stats from yesterday of those three. I think about every single one of them got on base every single at-bat other than maybe once or twice. But the balls that they got, or that they hit were, you know, deep fly balls to center field or, you know, somewhere in the outfield. So they weren't just, you know, fluff little outs. They were, you know, rockets. And maybe on a couple of those, they ended up getting some RBIs as well. So, I think that game really allowed a lot of confidence in those girls too as well. Lily Mason, she's been on our team and she's dressed the varsity level and she's played at the varsity level a couple of times. This is her first season of being on the field and playing, every inning in and out defensively and offensively. So I think she's pretty excited to be able to be up there and, be on that stage and then also perform on that stage, right? She's worked her butt off here these past few years. And so she's a big aspect to us. And then you got Harper McGraw, an eighth grader, showing up and, you know, hitting just as good as most, you know, that we're playing. She, and a lot of her hits are just solid contact. She's hitting the gaps and she's got a lot of speed. You know, we're lucky that she's as quick as she is, because what might be a double for most girls turns into a triple for her. So, those girls make a big difference for us, not only as hitters, but they're heads up base runners for us too. And That all plays a key role when they're on the base pass.
Yeah, an impressive team stat, if you get into that a little bit, is that your team has an on-base percentage of almost 500, just a little bit shy of that. What has it been about your team's plate approaches this year that has been so successful?
I tell my girls a lot of the time, slow the game down. You know, they get in their heads a lot as far as, I'm down two pitches, or I'm in the hole, or I didn't get a base hit last time. And, they get so worried about that kind of stuff. And I have to remind them, like, it's something you can do, right? You're in this position because I believe in you, and you need to believe in yourself. And I think that's starting to reflect in them. And then you get the energy of all the other girls and just the, what they're doing at bat. And, it's pretty impressive, yes, when you sit there and think it that way, especially if you look at some of the games that we've played. But, we've had a lot of competition already. We've played, seven conference games already. So, to be able to have that on-base percentage, that's a great deal. And those girls, they show up. They want to work hard. I know they want to perform for me. They want to perform for their teammates. And they want to obviously perform for Pleasantville softball. So they have a tough mentality, and that definitely reflects their hitting and their on-base percentage.
You kind of feel like your team has a unique diversity in the way of just the age range a little bit. I mean, you look on paper, your four best hitters this season have been a freshman, an eighth grader, and a junior. But then you have a lot of other girls in your lineup that have a lot of experience, more experience than those players, and some successful seniors. So do you feel like, it's kind of a really good mix of all around?
I do. It's a good mix. I've never been afraid to start an eighth grader. If they're up there and ready to play, and I have faith in them, and I know that they're confident in their game and the game that they play, they're going to get that spot. So I know a couple of who wouldn't be as an eighth grader coming up and playing at this big stage, right? So a lot of diversity from the eighth grade all the way up to the seniors. But the four seniors I have, they're great leaders. They pick those girls up. They try to carry them along. If they make a mistake, they're trying to do what they can to get their head right. And it's a great dynamic all around out there. But I think it also kind of lights a little fire, right, for some of these upperclassmen that, there is some talent that we have in the eighth grade level or freshman level, even sophomore level, that Coach Phillips might put them in over me if I don't perform. And it lights a little fire and gives them a little extra drive, right? We don't want to make them get comfortable by any means. And I think that just helps the team dynamic. They want to work with each other, but they also want to make each other better in the form of being competitive and showing up for each other.
Yeah, and Allie, you guys Saturday are going to be competing at a home tournament, kind of a unique Saturday event for you guys. How do you approach that tournament? Obviously, it's different than you playing on a traditional weeknight, but kind of what are you most looking forward to about that tournament?
Yeah, tournaments are always great because you get different exposure to different teams. And, there's three teams coming to our home tournament that we would never see, during a regular season with how many games we pack and all the conference games and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to seeing those. And, even if, we're guaranteed two games, Linville-Sully is going to be our first game at 9:00, and then we'll play the winner or loser, depending on how things pan out for us. But that'll be two great teams that we get to face. I'm looking forward to that. But tournaments are also nice because you'll be able to try some different things that you might not try in a conference game or a regular game, right? You might throw a different pitcher, or you might move some pieces around just to see how that shakes out. A lot of the players on my team are diverse. I can put them in the infield, I can put them in the outfield, I can move them around, and they're going to perform in those positions. We have a lot of good athletes that I can move around. So, that's another thing I look forward to in tournaments is you might be able to shake up something and just you never know what might come out of it, right? So I'm looking forward to not only being able to get the exposure to some of these different teams and obviously getting a few more non-conference games under our belt, but also see if maybe we can't move some girls around and see if maybe they're more comfortable in a position than where they've been so far.
Yeah, you look at your schedule too going forward. You start Monday off against number 4 and 3A ranked PCM, and then it seems like the rest of June you guys are playing almost every day. For you as coach, do you kind of keep the drills fresh, take one game at a time, and also whether win loss, you kind of flip the page and then start fresh the next day with whatever game you have ahead of you?
Yeah, softball is competitive for that reason. A lot of teams, that's how they plan their schedule. It's almost day in and day out, and the grind doesn't stop. And that's what I try to tell those girls is that we're not only building strong softball players, but we're trying to build strong athletes. Whether that's in any sport they want to play or whatever their primary focus is, we're here to make each other stronger mentally, physically, in all those aspects. And that's just how it's going to be done. You have to play the game in order to get better. So that's why, I like to pack our schedule as much as I can for that reason. When you only have a pitcher or two, it does make it hard, but it only is going to improve those pitchers, right? It's going to help their longevity. It's going to make them stronger in the circle. It's going to give them more games. And so, you know, yeah, we're going to play a lot of games here coming up, but, you know, win or loss, usually after the game, I always have a recap with the girls and go over some stuff and, you know, what can we build on? What can we focus on? What can we be proud of? You know, and then if the game doesn't go the way we want it to, or we're kind of bummed or we had some errors, you know, I say, you know, you can be upset about it now, be upset about it tonight, soak in it tonight, and then we're ready to go tomorrow, right? You know, we got to learn from this. It's okay to be upset about, you know, something that happened for a little while. But then, you know, we got to move on. We got a new game tomorrow and it's time to start fresh. And another thing I kind of tell the girls is, you know, you break out, you get three pitches, you get the next batter, three pitches. After that third pitch, it's flush. You got to get rid of it, you know, because we have a whole game to play. And so, you know, the mental side of softball is huge. And that's a big thing that I try to work with these girls, because, you know, that's the perk of sports. They're teaching you not only how to, you know, play the sport and handle all the things that get thrown at you, but how can I make this make me a better person and a better, you know, mentally strong and capable individual.
Well, Coach, congrats on the two big wins against Ogden on Thursday night. And, you know, best of luck to you and your team at the tournament this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.